This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. And with us now in the studio to talk sports, as he does most Wednesdays, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Sasha.
And Bill, I feel like it was just recently that we were getting all those tweets from reporters that had to cover the Winter Olympics in Sochi. They were sending photos of their unfinished hotel rooms and so forth. Yet we're already hearing about the awarding of the next Olympics, the 2022 Winter Games. But the catch is, it seems like no one really wants those Winter Olympics.
The field is dwindling, no doubt about that. The interesting thing to me is the way that's being expressed. There have been some votes, referenda, where the populace in some of these places, Stockholm, for example, has said, forget it. We're not interested. We don't want to spend the money. And in some cases, regional and national governments have said essentially the same thing. No, this is not the time for us to be pouring millions, even billions of dollars into something like the Olympics.
Facilities will only be used for a short amount of time and then may sit there.
Not only the facilities, but what you have to realize always with the Olympics and the World Cup is also it's a question of displacing people, usually the poorest people. And not always finding someplace else adequate for them to live, cleaning up the city, you know, cleanups, which mean sweeping homeless people out of the way, sweeping jobless people out of the way. These are not pleasant things for the least fortunate people in any city to experience.
And because of this, whereas the Olympics would typically go to the strongest bid, it's looking like the last city left standing may be the victor here. So who does that leave as contenders?
Well, we're looking at Kazakhstan, Almaty, Kazakhstan, and Beijing in China as the two contenders right now. And I don't know. I mean, your guess is as good as mine. A lot of places have dropped out, including places that have hosted Olympic Games and huge national and international sports festivals in the past.
And Bill, as we've talked with you about on this show, you know, Boston has been entertaining the idea of hosting the 2024 Summer Olympics, and a special commission said it would be feasible, but there's a lot of work to do in terms of venues and infrastructure. So as Boston watches these other cities saying we don't want them, do you think that's going to affect Boston's final decision whether to play host?
I don't know whether it will affect the people who are pushing this idea now. I would very much hope that there would be an opportunity for people in Boston and in Massachusetts to vote on whether they wanted the Olympics, because it seems to me that that's a voice that has to be heard.
Well, Bill, speaking of big, expensive, and potentially controversial international sporting events, the World Cup is next month in Brazil. And by all accounts, several of the cities still look very much under construction, prompting fears they may not be ready in time. And I'm wondering if this is what we hear in the lead up to every World Cup, and for that matter, every Olympics, or is this real?
We do hear it every time. There's no doubt about that. I think it's a little bit different in Brazil. It seems to me that it's more organized in Brazil. Mm. You have whole groups organizing and protesting. They got started back in 2013 with the Confederations Cup, and we got news of people cheering inside the stadium while demonstrators outside the stadium were being hit with tear gas and clubbed over the head by police with batons. The slogan in Brazil right now that you hear in the street is not FIFA quality stadiums, which is what FIFA has demanded, of course, for the World Cup, but FIFA quality schools, FIFA quality hospitals, FIFA quality wages for the teachers who've been on strike for months in Brazil. So this is a bit different, a bit more organized and a bit louder and a bit more serious than, as you say, what we generally hear.
Sure. And of course, the locals there are referring to the fact that the big money is being spent on the tournament as opposed to schools and these other things. And what's the word there? Can it ever be said that cities are left better off after they've hosted something like the Olympics or a World Cup?
It's interesting that you say, what's the word here? Because I think the whole question is who you hear the word from. Mr. Putin's colleagues in the construction industry are definitely better off than they were before the Olympics in Sochi. They made a lot of money. The people who get pushed out of their homes so that parking lots can be made for folks to park for the World Cup are definitely not better off.
Right.
Bill, I have a question for you about a former Red Sox player, one of the most colorful, controversial ones in recent years, and that's Manny Ramirez. Read over the weekend that he's been signed by the Chicago Cubs to be a player coach for its Iowa farm team. So he'll be coaching full-time, doing a little bit of part-time playing at the minor league level. When I read this, I wondered whether to Manny this was a fall from grace, or is he just grateful to play a little bit anywhere?
You know, when I read this, I thought my worry is that Manny doesn't know what else to do with himself. But who knows? Maybe he's somebody who can learn from what various missteps that he made in his own career and pull some kid aside and say, whatever you do, don't go over the line with performance-enhancing drugs because you get suspended for 100 games and that won't do you any good.
One of the things he said was he can pass on to other players what to do and what not to do.
Well, I hope that happens. I mean, we can only hope that that's exactly what happens.
Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. He joins us Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.